Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Swamp Talk. Here's your hosts, Sean Miller and Corey Burr.
Why is there a camera there? Oh, that's right, because we try to do every episode as a video podcast now. Might as well call it...
Videos...
Vodcast. Isn't that what they call them anyways?
Swamp Talk Vodcast.
Swamp Talk Vodcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can check out our podcast. You can check out Swamp Talk on Spotify, Apple, you know, all of them. Just all the platforms. Plus, now, we're on YouTube.
Or just go to SwampTalkPodcast.com.
Yeah. Yep. And then, yeah.
You'll click the links and it'll bring you there.
Yeah, it'll bring you there, you know, right on the home screen. That week's episode video will be right there, so you can watch it right on our website.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right there on the website.
We've just gotten to YouTube Shorts, and boy, has that been...
I feel like they're watching.
...convenient for us.
Yeah. We got, like, 3 new subscribers.
Yeah, dude.
We're fucking blowing up.
Yeah, how do we have... over 300 followers on Facebook.
I'm sitting in a fucking hole, dude.
But not even 100 on YouTube. Like, those people need to get off their ass. So yeah. Smash that.
Smash that subscribe.
Smash that subscribe button for more Swamp Talk.
Smash it and help us get to 100.
Yeah, our goal is 500 so that we can sell our merch.
My goal is 100.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, the first step, 100, yeah. And then 500.
And then we'll celebrate, we'll gloat about that for a while, we'll ride that high horse as long as we can.
But I want to be able to sell our merch right on YouTube. That's what I want 500
how many,
subscribers for.
Oh, you need that many to sell merch?
Yeah.
That's lame.
So that your store, you get this like little thing at the bottom of your video, and it shows your merch. You slide through it, click on what you want. And
that's fucking cool.
You need some dumb shit for that. We also need 10,000 public hours watched in a year, though. So it's not like, you know, it's time.
Oh, we have another year to do it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we got all of 2024 to.
What if we watch for 10,000 hours?
Oh, my God.
Just leave it playing. Like, make a giant playlist and put it on repeat and just play it on a
PC. 6,000 views and we only have, like. I think like 30 public hours watched.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, it's going to take a
lot. We're never going to get 10,000 hours. That's ridiculous.
Unless we do every hour, we put up a clip.
Yeah.
Every day,
we
every
have to
hour,
oversaturate
for an entire
YouTube.
Week. Yeah.
Our goal is to have so many videos on YouTube that the algorithm has no choice but to throw our videos into the mix.
We're going
to
force them.
Yeah.
And to be like,
and they're not always going to be good. So we'll divide the really shitty videos into a shitty video playlist.
No, you need to, a short every hour for an entire week.
Oh my God.
That's
so many hours.
That's going to be impossible. I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
We should just work on Brattlebrook.
That's,
and then make shorts from
we
that.
Can definitely do like 2 shorts a day.
Because.
For a week.
Well, we can make plenty of shorts out of a Brattlebrook episode.
Yeah. I mean, we have plenty of content to make shorts out of.
Yeah.
It's just, that's a lot of time consuming.
Yeah, fuck it.
If we had an editor, that would be
if you're an editor and you're not listening to us, because why the fuck would you do that on a Saturday? Or whenever this Friday? My bad.
Yeah, this will be up Saturday morning, right before Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl weekend.
Oh,
woo! Taylor Swift.
Yes,
and
she did
and the 49ers.
Yeah, Taylor Swift against the whole entire 49ers.
She will be the first, not only the first female to win the Super Bowl or even be at the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl, but she will also be the first female singer to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Is she performing too?
No. They missed a huge opportunity.
Yeah, they really should have had her.
Yeah, she plays the Super Bowl and then plays the halftime and then wins the Super
Bowl. Yeah, as she's
on top of being the first woman to win the Super Bowl.
I think as she gets the pass, like the first punt of what would be the second half, that's when
she drops the ball because she goes into singing. Shake it off.
That's what I was saying. It's like a fake start. And like she catches it and she just takes a kneel and the lights go dark and then a spotlight comes down on her and her head just goes up. Shake it off.
That's what you do when you drop a ball and you miss, you know, you miss a touchdown.
Yeah.
You just shake it off, man.
Yeah. She's actually dedicating the song to the 49ers when they lose.
Yeah.
Just shake it off. You guys made it. That's good enough.
I am very upset that Detroit didn't make it,
though. I'm very upset Cowboys can never get their shit together. They make it to the playoffs every single year. And then first game in, lose. Like, you didn't even make it to the semifinals.
Hey, at least it's not like Detroit, who's... hasn't been in the playoffs since fucking...
They haven't even won a Super Bowl, right?
No, they've never been to the Super Bowl.
Pathetic. You guys suck.
That would have been awesome if they won.
Well, maybe if Detroit got their shit together.
Oh, they do have... They had a good team this year.
These wool socks are making my legs
itch. Not that
itch.
I'm a huge football fan, so I have no idea what I'm actually talking about.
Me either.
But from the games that I've watched, they have a pretty good team this year.
If they made it that far, they were good.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Better than the majority of the other teams.
You know what I hated about that game, though?
Oh, my There's still
like 40 seconds left of the game. No, a little over 30 seconds. And they just let the time run.
Yeah, that's what
And
they
everyone
did.
Just celebrated 30 seconds before the game was actually over.
They probably had
like,
enough.
This is bullshit. That 30 seconds, anything can happen.
It's a cheap way to win.
Yeah, it's a cheap win.
They already scored enough touchdowns.
Yeah.
If it was a close game.
It was a close game. Oh. All they needed was a field goal.
Well, that's
And
why
it would have been
it.
Tied for overtime.
That's why they did it.
Yeah, they were scared.
Yeah.
They didn't want to get beat by
They're
a team
like,
that's never been to the
this.
Super Bowl before.
Oh. We haven't even cracked a beer.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm drinking Coors, like always.
Yeah, I got... Oh, what the hell is... Dirt. Miller.
For Miller.
Not living the high life.
I'm not going to drink Busch beer. My name may be Corey Busch. But you got to put a gun to my head
yeah,
and
I'm
force
sick
me
Miller
to drink a fucking Busch beer.
I am right? so sick of this shit.
What, Miller?
I should have brought in the cream.
Should have got the cream.
Yeah, I should have brought in the cream. I'm not sick of the cream anymore. I drank some of it, and I was like, wow, this is a really good winter beer.
Ugh, I can't. I can barely do Coors. I don't even want to drink. I'm done. I quit.
Yeah. It's supposed to be dry. Was it dry January?
It's February.
Well, yeah, now it's over. One of the podcasts I'm listening to is doing 69 days
of no drinking.
Yeah, I forgot what he called it though. It's not like he's an alcoholic or anything. Like
we should become alcoholics and then do that.
Yeah,
get off of it and
yeah,
then
we'll
record
get off on it.
Like, but we would have to do a podcast every single day so you can progressively see us get angrier and angrier because we're not getting alcohol. And then like the times when we're caught in lies because we're We've clearly been sneaking alcohol.
Like when...
show up to the podcast.
Always hammered. Sunny when they thought they were sick, but really they just haven't had alcohol. They're having withdrawals.
Yeah.
So fucking good. The fucking show. Unbelievable.
My favorite episodes when... My favorite newer episodes when Charlie finally... Or I should say fucking what's-his-face, Frank... Opens up the other doors in
oh,
the apartment.
Yeah.
Finally, it took so long. And he's like, Charlie, there's a fucking toilet in here.
Yeah. And then
I thought this was a closet. It's a bathroom.
And then he opens the other door. It's a whole nother bedroom.
Well, at first he's like, he turns around. He's like, what? Or Charlie's like, no. He's like, move, Charlie.
It was so serious.
Like he was hiding something. He's just hiding a bigger room.
Like it was a huge room. That like
a bedroom instead of sleeping in the living room / kitchen or what.
And then the other guys had inflatables. I forgot what the story about the inflatables were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it was cheaper for furniture.
And then some reason they ended up shutting the door and now they're back in the one bedroom.
It was too much space.
That's what I love about that show. No progression. They can make progression in the season, but it doesn't carry on to the next season. They're just right back to where they were before. Yep.
That was a good one.
Because didn't Dennis move out of his apartment at some point, and then somehow he ended back there?
Yeah, he's back with me.
Fucking ridiculous.
Or they'll move people in and ever works.
Didn't
out.
Dee lose her apartment, too?
Yeah. I don't know if she got it back, though.
She probably did. They never progressed.
I don't know. They... Maybe. I don't know.
No. I love that show.
Yeah. Even though they only do a couple episodes now.
Yeah, it's like 8 episodes a season.
Fuckers.
And they only film it in like 2 weeks or some shit. Because they don't go anywhere. They film the same fucking places.
Wish we could do that.
I wish we had an editor.
Yeah. AI.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
We could use it for the majority. Just tell it to do, like, quick cuts. And then we'll go back and adjust things that it fucked up on. Which, in turn, will still be shorter than... Unless it royally fucks it up and we have to fix it. At that point, we'd just start over.
It's going to fuck it up. Best way to do it.
We should just demo it and see.
Text-to-speech is the quickest.
Because they have AI mastering... And for the music project that we're doing, I suggested that instead of paying somebody to master it, because that is so goddamn expensive. Like, any type of studio time, even if the band isn't physically there, is just, it's like $100-something an hour. So you have to know what you're going there to record, and you have to have it tight. We're recording stuff, and it's like, I'll sit there for an hour with a riff, and if I get it close enough, I'll be like, eh. And I just send it to Cody. Like, he'll get the gist of it. And then, like, he does, typically. He'll fix it and make it better. And it's like, yeah, I could play that. It's just my hands can't do it when I'm trying to write it for some reason. Because the metronome, like, the clicking in the background, my ear will, like, stop listening to what I'm playing and focus on trying to stay in time with that. Which, in turn, makes me go out of time. And it just, it's such a, dude, I hate music. Everything's got to be so fucking hard.
Yeah, everything's going to... It's 2024.
But...
They make things easy, but yet still complicated.
That's where the AI mastering came in, because there's a program. I think it's affordable, but in a band... Like, we're going to have a band fun eventually, and if we only need to master an album, we'll pay for it, master the album... Cancel the subscription and then pay for it when we need it, you know? Like, it's not something we would constantly have to pay for, because we don't produce music like that. Like, it takes a while to make an album. So, but maybe AI, maybe there's other ones that are better, is what I'm trying to get at. Because we have the Adobe one, but didn't they just start dabbling in AI?
No, they've been in it for a little bit. You had to be like a, it's all beta testing, and then they release it, and
it's still
But when it comes out, though, it's good.
I'm pretty like, sure it's AI said beta.
Is pretty good, yeah. Well, some of it moved out of beta, and then they put new stuff in the beta.
Okay.
Like the Firefly thing, they have more features. It's just I don't have it because I'm not a business account or whatever.
Yeah.
And just a regular account, and then I don't know. They're when they do the AI, they do it good. Instead of getting feet coming out of your ears, and their AI can do hands.
Well, that's AI generation. That's come a long way since it first started. Yeah.
No, I miss the shitty AI.
I do too.
Like, I go on the Wonder app, and it's like, that's too good.
Yeah, they've updated and
adjusted.
What happened
to Gene Lips?
What happened to Wally, the original one? D Wally.
I don't know. It's Wonder app isn't fun anymore. Like,
yeah.
I remember I used to put in like fucking denim lips. Remember the denim lips?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so creepy. And then like you put in like toes or something. I put in something and like there's random like little pinky toes on their body, like little fucking skin tags with their toes. I miss the old days of AI.
I think,
man.
I can get mine to do it on my computer, because I went on and messed with it briefly. I was just trying to make like a photo for something, real quick, and I was going to have the AI generate it. And I just typed in what I wanted, and it came out so fucked up. I was like, I just backed out of the program. I was like, I'm not fucking with this.
It doesn't even, like, get creative anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, Wonder App used to get creative. You have to, like, I want a fucking seagull coming down dressed as a fucking eagle. And we'd be like, well, I don't know what any of that is, but here's this.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a seagull, but, like, it has, like, five wings. And, like, I was like, I'll take that.
Well, now it's, like, it gives you everything you type in and... But it's like they don't do it the way you want. So you have to keep refining and refining and refining and figuring out key words. And that's like it's very difficult for me because I never went to English.
Well, I like how now you can just like circle what you want to fix and it'll fix it. So you don't have to like make a whole new picture.
I got to take these thermals off. My legs are getting so fucking itchy.
Mine too. And I'm not even wearing thermals. It's just winter. I get itchy. So, yeah, we didn't mean to take this long of a break. We had two episodes. We had episode 100. I highly suggest you go back and either listen or watch. You can listen everywhere or watch on Spotify and YouTube. And then we have episode 101, Christmas 101. That was fun with that guy that we had.
And we were on their podcast.
Yeah, and then we were on their podcast. What was it? Underworld News Tonight? That was fun. Actually, did that come? Yeah, it did come out. And I didn't. Yeah, we shared it. We had to have shared it.
Yeah, we did.
I remember this guy, I went on his podcast, like, at the beginning of the summer or some shit. And, like, he had so much episodes backlogged, it didn't come out until, like, November.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Then we couldn't be current.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be current. I don't want to be fucking months behind. But,
okay, I'm back. Had to make sure I wasn't coughing in the mic.
And then, you know, we've added new matches to our YouTube. I've been popping out a video, a match a night for like almost a week now.
Yeah, got to catch up.
Yeah, almost there. This year's been pretty fun so far. It's going to be a wild year. Not as wild as other years. Remember 2020, Kobe passed away, like, immediately.
Oh, almost. Yeah.
And then, I don't remember what year it was, but, yeah, we had a lot of celebrity deaths that year. And then COVID hit, too. But this year, nothing huge has happened, except for Stanley Cups. No, not the hockey Stanley Cup. For some reason... Stanley Cup, the thermos things are super popular, and I don't understand why.
Oh, yeah. But I just found out that the Stanley thermoses they test for lead. Somebody tested all the thermoses, the Yeti and the other one there that is on par with the Stanley. We're both clean, but the Stanley came back like a different color, which... indicated that it had lead in it, which,
nice.
Yeah,
I think everyone should get a little lead.
A little lead poisoning.
I was thinking about smoking it.
Smoke some lead.
That was a good way to get lead in your system is smoking it.
Yeah, and take some lead.
But besides the Stanley Cup, not hockey, but there was a fish bandit who was arrested for taping fish to ATM machines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if this is the first story of 2024, but it was definitely one of the first crazy stories I saw at the beginning of the new year. Because this is the great thing about doing video podcasts, because you can just throw out the picture, like right here, over here somewhere. This fish is literally taped to an ATM machine. Like, this guy's just going around taping fish to ATM machines. Here's another one. Oh my god, there's a couple of them. Like, there's a fish on the screen right there. Oh shit, look at this one. There's two fish on this one. It's just ridiculous. Is there an actual article, or they just... A teen whose Instagram name is FishBanda84. he's lying because he wasn't born in 84 if he's 17. Fucking loser. Has been arrested in Provo, Utah for taping fish to ATMs and other objects. The 17-year-old executed these bizarre pranks more than a dozen times from last August through December, two news stations reported. But they weren't always in Provo, and why do they got a other town name? He did some of these strange antics internationally, too, posting videos of them on his Instagram account, where his bio states, live, laugh, tape fish on ATMs. I think that might have to be the name of the episode. Live, laugh, tape fish to on ATMs.
Fish live ATMs.
There's just pictures of him taping fish to ATMs. One Instagram video shows a fish taped to an ATM in Tokyo.
Whoa.
In what appears to be a subway station.
A copycat.
No, it was him. He also...
You went all around the world doing this?
Yeah. Fishy videos were purported to have been taken in Frankfurt, Germany, Guatemala City in Guatemala, and Phoenix. And yet another was taken in a bathroom stall at a Bass Pro Shop. This is fantastic. He used...
That's, you know, the copycat.
Yeah. He used...
wasn't an ATM.
Trout. He used tammy trout.
Trouts.
Bluegill, bass, catfish, carp,
whatever
crappie.
He caught that day.
One fish had a cigarette in its mouth. In one incident, he taped trout to the police car. Now I see it. There's a fucking fish taped to the police car. It's a shitty photo. Oh, my God. The teen faces two charges of property damage stemming from the cost of cleanup.
Wow, really? That's going to be so expensive.
Oh, yeah, I got to charge them. Oof,
that's at least these. $20 of my time to take off duct tape.
And then you got to get the slime off from the fish.
Goo gone. Or wash it. You don't need to. It's a cop car. It's not his actual fucking drive around daily.
Oh,
car.
No, they got to clean the ATMs and shit, too.
Oh. No, they don't, because they don't go around cleaning after thousands of people put their grimy ass fucking hands on there. Guaranteed the fish is cleaner than those fucking dirty ass hands touching it all day. That's bogus charges.
That was a shitty article, and that was the end of the article.
Yeah, that was real shitty. I'm pissed off now. I'm done. I quit.
So yeah.
You hear my turbocharger and my vape?
No, but let me get a second. Yeah, I do. It sounds like the cell phone.
Yeah, but it's so fucking...
You know the noise that the cell phone makes when it goes through the mics? When the signal...
The turbo is not even on, so it must just spin freely when it's not engaged. It's fucking weird. Why put a turbo in a fucking vape?
Why is this sending a signal through the microphones?
Because of the turbo. Because it's electronic, dude.
It's fucking crazy. My old ones didn't do
it's
that.
Part of the grab bag now.
Yep. Can't have it until you go through the grab bag. Speaking of the grab bag, we got a new game, but we'll go through a couple stories because it's almost time to do the grab bag, and we'll explain the new stipulations to the grab bag. And let me tell you, I can't wait to have another in-game guest because this new...
Hopefully it makes it to them.
Ah, dude, it's going to be so fucking
well,
good.
Well, if somebody pulls it this time, we're not doing it. We're just... It's a trial run.
Yeah, you'll get the gist of it.
Because I want to save it for when we have a guest, either virtually so they can watch us do it, or physically there.
Like, which I do have Brett two guests Jarvis. That I got to get a hold of and figure out.
Get Brad back on. He would do the egg with us.
Yeah, we'll get Brad. There's a few people I want to get.
Brad would definitely do
I want to get more in-person
Brett
guests.
Would probably do the egg.
Yeah.
Now that I think
we can go do the podcast at Brett's house one weekend.
Bring the egg.
Yeah, bring the egg with us.
We'll wait until it starts getting warmer and we'll let it warm up in your car for the day.
Oh my God. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. We won't tell Brett. We'll let him take the first bite. We'll be like, nah, dude, we're not doing that.
That's a chunky.
That's a chunky. You're going to have some chunkies.
Another thing that happened, I don't know if this happened this year, but this is news for this year.
Whoa.
A Chinese marathon runner was disqualified for chain smoking through the entire race.
Yeah, this happened kind of recently.
Yeah.
I remember reading about it, and at that point, like, I understand, but they shouldn't ban them for smoking. They should ban them for showboating. Because that's theoretically what he was doing. He was showing that he could continuously smoke cigarettes and still beat anybody there, which he did.
So they banned him for being good?
Yeah, that's because he won.
That's fucked up.
He fucking won, and they're like, nah, dude, you're disqualified.
That's fucked up.
You can't smoke cigarettes while doing, and it's like, you're outside. Why the fuck? Why
it gave
not?
Him no advantage or disadvantage.
Yeah, he's at a disadvantage. Like, what the... It's showboating, I get it, but they didn't disqualify him for that.
And oh, so this headline's just...
I'm pretty sure they disqualified him for smoking, and it's like...
fucking dumb.
Why didn't you stop... Way. Why didn't you stop him from lighting up the cigarettes? You let him do the race.
Oh, no. You don't do... No.
Some guy was like, hey. He's... Oh, there he goes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he's already on his second cigarette.
let's go down a mile.
Let's
down
go see how many he does. And they're like, wait, we can't let this guy. He can't possibly win. And then he won, and they're like, nah, we gotta disqualify.
I guess over there it's like customary and polite. It's like a polite thing to do, to give strangers a cigarette.
Yeah.
They happened to Cody outside of my grandma's house on Christmas. I'm like, he just came over, like, and he's like,
Well, their tobacco also doesn't have all the chemicals that ours does. It's pure. And they typically will be hand-rolled.
That's why Chinese people live so long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and there's people out there that believe. And I met a guy on a cruise ship, believe it or not. And I was smoking cigarettes.
You met a guy on a cruise ship? That is unbelievable.
He was really old. But he came over to me while I was in the smoking section. So one half on the outdoor deck is for smokers and the other half isn't, which what the fuck is the point at that point? Because you're in a confined space. I mean, yeah, you're out in the wilderness, but over in the non-smoking section, smoke was just billowing towards us and we smelled it. And it's like nobody cares because we're drinking and partying like. It was dumb. But anyways, I was smoking cigarettes there, and he came up, and he's just like, I bet you get told you shouldn't do that a lot. And I was like, actually, yeah, all the time by my parents. He's just like, what if I told you I have something that would tell you otherwise? I was like, all right, you got my attention. So he pulls out his wallet, and it's like packed, like full of just news articles, like clippings that he saves of things that he found interesting. And one was like a 100-something-year-old Chinese man smoked cigarettes, or it was like 2 packs a day or 3 packs a day daily for the past 60 years. And now he's like 108 years old. And I'm like, holy fuck, he's like, he's still alive to this day. And I was like, no shit. I was like, holy fuck. He's like, so don't let anybody tell you. I was like, okay.
We need that guy on the podcast.
I quit on my own, but.
All right, man. Pull out your wallet and let's go.
Yeah,
over
let's read
a news
some
story.
Interesting articles, man. Nah, but I thought, so like, it just goes on to, you know, like their customs out there, like their tobacco probably is, like, I don't want to say medicinal, but it's probably how we treat cannabis over here.
Yeah.
Like, they think it helps them.
Yeah.
And it might. I mean, clean tobacco, who knows? We don't get the chance to experience that because it's illegal
yourself.
To grow your own tobacco, first of all.
Yeah.
And they
it's
really.
It's also really hard to grow your own
it
tobacco.
It is. You very hard.
And shit. Like, you can't just grow it and then cut it and
well,
smoke it.
Actually, out by one of the colleges around here,
Amherst.
There's out tobacco there. Fields.
Yeah.
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 So it's not impossible around here, but I would imagine it's probably easier in like Florida or somewhere that's supposed to be warmer. I say that because they have weather like we're having right now, and that sucks.
Yeah, well, it happens every year.
Well, more, I'm seeing people now like they're still in sweatshirts and
Granted, it's like 50, 60 degree weather, but it's getting down in like the 20s and 30s at night. And I'm just like laughing on the inside because like my brother moved down there for warmer weather. So did my sisters. And now they want out because it's miserable, because it's overcrowded. They're packing in so many people. It's fucking, they don't like DeSantis, obviously. And then they want to move to, is it South Carolina? The one?
Yeah, that's the second.
Outer Banks?
That's Florida number
that
two.
That has Outer Banks? Yeah, they want to move there. And I'm like, that's not any better. And I was like, now
because
you're.
Because that's where everyone else is going.
I was like, you're literally just
it's
doing
it's like the people who are moving to
doing.
Texas, moving out of.
And if you're
California,
listening, I'm sorry, I love
Texas.
You, but I can't tell you this because you're just going to be like, well, we're going to do whatever we want anyway. So I just keep my opinion to myself.
Ohio, man. That's where I want to go.
I like where we're at.
I do too, but to own a house, I want to move to Ohio. They're like normal prices out there. I was looking at the market, and I was like, yeah, that's a $120 house. Here, that same house would be $240.
That's still not terrible.
What, $240 for yeah. a small-ass house? Where 2 years ago, you could have got it for $120?
Yeah, but if you think.
I saw a house that was for sale about three. Oh, yeah, the flipper special.
Yeah, you just flip them.
Yep, paint the walls gray.
Yep, paint the walls gray, floor gray, cabinets gray. Boom, flipped.
Yep, don't forget the
$400,000 house.
Fake
now. Yeah,
marble.
Fake marble. That's also gray.
Yeah.
And white.
Yep, gray and white. Everything gray and white.
Yep, yeah. Gray and white. Yeah, you'll flip it for $400,000, and then you just upgrade your house. And you keep doing that for a little while until you have the house you want. I don't want to do that. I have my sights set on my parents' house. I told them. I was like, if you guys move, I want the fucking house.
You going to do the flipper special?
No. I'm keeping it. Because you don't get
floors.
Yards like that anymore.
No. You don't get floors like that anymore.
No.
And then you see a house, and you're like, oh, no, it's sold. And then you're like, see it on the market again. You're like, oh, fuck
actual
yeah.
hardwood that you
yeah,
could.
Yeah, I love that house. It has nice floors. And then you go to click on it, and they cover it all with a fake fucking
see my dad wants to do it in the basement
cardboard floors.
My dad has the click together cheap shit from like back in the day, so now like the seams are like bubbling out, so like it sinks in the middle and then the seams are bubbled out and the floor's fucked in the basement. Like I understand why he's not having people down there, but he wants to do the life proof, and that is literally the only thing that I'll allow is him to redo the basement floors. And I told him, I was like, don't touch the hardwood. He's like, I ain't gonna. He's like, that's actual hardwood. He's like, you know how hard it is to get that shit these days and how expensive? I was like, I know.
I'm glad my landlord decided to redo the floors, and because it used to be carpet. So they ripped up the carpet and the floor was really bad. So instead of putting the fake fucking cardboard floor over it,
yeah,
they just decided to restore it.
Nice.
So I'm glad they did that because I love my floors.
Yeah. Yeah, hardwood is the way to go. Until it's new. If you get a new hardwood floor, that sucks for so long because regardless of how much they sand it, you walking on it wears it down and like breaks it in to the point where the seams kind of bow out a little bit and not enough for you to notice until you're running really quickly and you go to like do like one of the sock slides on the hardwood floor and you get like 5 slivers in your foot.
Oh yeah, that used to happen to me. Yeah.
Until you get all the slivers and then all the seams are cleared out of all the slivers after, you know, years and years of getting slivers, which yeah. I think they've had it almost 20 years now. So that's, I slide on that shit all the time. Hilarious and fun. Cause I'll never forget when Cole came running up the stairs hot. Slid on the hardwood floor and took out the leg to the table.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It was so fucking good.
He shot up. The table was still standing with everything on it. And I'm just, like, shaking my head, like, at least it was you that broke it. Because now I can tell Mom and Dad that you broke it being an idiot and sliding on the floor. And they won't know still that there was a party here. And he quickly, like, just, like, grabbed some wood glue, glued it, and, like, put it in place, and I'm like, that's not gonna, they still don't know to this day. Well, so it held better than.
If your mom was listening now, she definitely knows now.
Oh, yeah, she died. Well, it's too late, and you can't do anything.
Cole's grounded.
He don't live there anymore, sorry.
And you already told me I could have a party that night, so had it cleared.
Exploding toilet at Dunkin' store in Florida, speaking of Florida, left a customer filthy and injured.
I can only imagine what blew off. Was it the butthole or the penis?
I don't know.
Or the vagina?
A customer has filed negligence lawsuit against Dunkin', claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet.
Maybe his butt cheeks got blown off.
At one of the locations. Paul Keurig. I'll just call him Paul Keurig.
Paul Keurig.
Is seeking more than $100,000 in lawsuit.
Whoa, I would sue for way more than that.
In state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries following explosion of a toilet in the men's bathroom in Dunkin'. After the explosion left Keurig covered in human feces, urine, and debris, he walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store's manager, according to the lawsuit. An employee told him that they were aware of the problem with the toilet since they had previous incidents, the lawsuit says. When contacted Thursday by email, more details of Keurig's injuries, his attorney, Scott Spradley, said he was tied up and couldn't answer questions until the following day. He was tied up. I'm tied up.
The
right
attorney
now.
Tied him up.
But yeah, the Canton, Massachusetts-based company. It's Dunkin'. Duh, I knew that. Company did not immediately respond. The lawsuit says Keurig suffered bodily injury and has required mental health care.
I knew it. And he's counseling. Got his butt cheeks
since
are
the
missing.
Incident. Oh, this was in fucking January 2022, so it's still going.
Damn.
It's still unsolved, I guess. That's fucking nuts.
They can just drag cases on. Like that.
I wasn't expecting it to be an actual like explosion like that. Like, how do you explode? Like,
I'm like never that. Using a Dunkin' toilet again.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared.
That's fucking crazy. How does it explode? So, well, there is a lot of sulfur in Florida.
Yeah,
I forgot
that's
about
true.
That.
And they knew about the problem.
Yeah, it was probably a sulfur leak.
Well, it's time for the grab bag.
Oh, God. I'm not.
Where'd the grab bag go?
Right here. Oh. I'll start it.
Grab bag, grab bag. Reach the bag. What did you grab?
I might do that. 99 butterscotch.
Jingles. We can get a jingle. We probably have to sing it ourselves, but we can get a jingle for like 10 or 20 bucks off of Fiverr.
Really?
Yeah. We so eventually we're going to have a jingle for...
We'll send the rough copy and we'll be like, do this.
We want this.
But make it better.
Yeah.
With music.
Grab bag, grab bag. Reach in the bag.
What did you grab?
What did I grab?
Well, we're clear.
Are we clear?
Yeah. It was a red cap.
Okay. All right, so we're good. No egg. No egg.
It's one of the red caps. Smirnoff.
All right, so I got Smirnoff watermelon.
I got 99 butterscotch, which I'm not going to do.
Oh, you went first, so you got to go first.
Fuck me.
So that's it for the grab bag today.
Oh, it smells really good, actually. It smells like a candy. Oh, dude.
The butterscotch ain't too bad. This just smells like straight up watermelon.
Now, aftertaste, though.
Well, this sucks. We're not getting Smirnoff again.
Too late.
It's watery. Granted, it is watermelon, but it's not like oh, I don't want to take the shot. Next time I get it, I'm gonna be like, ooh, yeah, I want that. It's not strong enough. I should have stuck with the 99.
Ugh. No.
This one was too weak. Took fun out of the game.
Hey, easy. I got weed over there.
Here, hand me the fucking turbo.
The one that's dead. Almost dead.
Oh, is it almost dead?
It's supposed to be.
the juice is on zero and the battery's almost done. I even charged.
How is it empty of juice? It still tastes good.
I know.
Doesn't
Some
even
idiot
taste
out there threw it away.
The turbo isn't kicking in.
Not enough power.
Fucking turbo and a vape. Well, that was a boring game of grab bag. That tasted too good. It was too smooth. All right. We got just a couple more. Wait. I'm not doing detail like we did for episode 100. That shit took me like 12.
You should.
At least 12 hours to fucking edit.
I want detail. I want zoom ins. I want.
I'll zoom in the parts that I feel like need to be zoomed in.
No, I feel like each talking should be like cut. And then like.
I was just going to split the screen.
Nah, you should definitely like go back and forth. And then like when we're both talking or like not talking, zoom out.
I wish there was like. I mean, there
full
is.
Full production. Cinematics.
I think Riverdale does it where it just automatically AI picks.
Yeah.
Which Adobe doesn't have that yet. But they will because everyone
else
does.
60 and 60. This nice. The juice is going way quicker in this one. I don't like that.
Well, judging by that one, it's a
yeah,
lie.
It's probably still full.
Yeah. I don't want to get into this one. I just thought it was interesting. I should have put it in the honorable mention section of the show. But Harvard morgue theft ring stole body parts, sold brains, and turned human flesh into leather.
Chairs.
No, just leather. Actually, I am interested in that, and I kind of want to see like if they had the picture of the leather.
Sorry, if you hear a wrapper opening... It's because I have 2 pounds of Cream Savers.
Yeah, no, you can't have one. He's almost out.
Yeah, I am.
Members of the Macabre theft ring swiped body remains from Harvard Medical School morgue in Boston and sold body parts to a nationwide network of buyers.
Wow.
I kind of want to buy a body part.
I'm sure he's off the market.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's others. Indictments
Dickmint
handed up by grand jury in Scranton, Pennsylvania, targeted morgue manager Cedric Lodge, 55, his wife Denise Lodge, 63. Ooh, she's robbing the cradle, who live in New Hampshire. And then it's just a bunch of ads. So I guess, oh, okay, here it is. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about this article. I just realized that. Although, unless they have prices of what they sold the body parts for. Here we go. From September 3rd, 2018 to July 12th, 2021, Taylor, who we don't know who this is because we didn't read the article, sent 39 electronic payments for a total of $37,355.56 to a PayPal account run by Denise Lodge for human remains Cedric Lodge stole from Harvard in May 19th, 2019. Payment from Taylor had a memo.
It's gotta be kind.
That a memo that read head number 7. In November 20th, 2020, transaction was for brains. So she bought a head and brains. I would love human skin boots. Like, how would anybody know? Like, would someone look at that and be like, that's human skin?
Yeah.
Unless it has, like, a mom tattoo on it. From some dude named Dave. Still got the hairs. Here's a big one, but... Hold on. I'm going to skip the big one, and I'm going to go to this. I'm just going to read the thing. Can't even begin to understand. Brampton man, 25, charged with cracking open a beer while driving to celebrate his new driver's license. I thought that one was funny. But here's the one that I've seen everywhere. Every podcast I listen to that covers news has covered this story. And now I get to actually see the video. Naked man nabbed by police after cannonball plunge into giant aquarium at Bass Pro Shop in Alabama. I've been holding off on this story for so long just for this episode. A man crashed his car. Oh, he crashed his car? I didn't hear about this part. All right, this is more interesting than I thought. A man crashed his car outside Bass Pro Shop in Alabama, stripped down to his birthday suit, and plunged into a giant aquarium outside the store. The ordeal happened Thursday night, not this Thursday, Thursday night in front of shocked shoppers in town just outside Birmingham, Leeds Police Chief Irwin said. The 42-year, he's 42. He's not even a young guy. He's 42. He's 7 years older than I am. He was a teenager when I was just a kid.
Yep.
This full-grown-ass man did a cannonball leap into the aquarium and then stood under a waterfall. He left the water to yell at two officers, then dove back into the aquarium. The man eventually climbed over the side of the aquarium and fell to the concrete floor below. Police then apprehended him. He faces several charges, including public lewdness, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. The man was in the water for about 5 minutes before police arrived. That's pretty cool. That's funny. I wish the video had sound so I can see it. But I'll find the video. I'll put it in the podcast. Note to self.
Nope.
Put the video won't. In.
It'll never get
well. I got a new video downloader that works pretty snazzy.
Snazzy, huh?
This is my second version of it because the first one took fucking. It was like, say like, the show. How I've been uploading the shows. The show's 2 hours, so take 2 hours to download. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm like, fuck this thing. I'm gonna try a different one. So I downloaded a different program. Shit loaded in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? What are they watching the video that I'm downloading?
Yeah.
Like, as it's going? That's stupid.
This is interesting.
Like, I just want to download the video. I don't want it. That's basically slow rendering it. It was fucking stupid. So I got that, and it doesn't work. And it works on more than just YouTube. It works on Facebook and all that crap.
Nice.
So, yeah, we can steal other people's content and put it into our content.
Perfect.
And then we watched this video a couple weeks ago. The mouse that was secretly filmed tidying up the man's shed.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he noticed that things were being moved around, so he put a camera in his shed and saw that this little mouse was picking things up around a tray and putting it in the tray. So he's picking shit up. He even picked like certain spots where he wanted to put things, like, oh, no, I'm going to put this over here. That doesn't work over there. And it was really cute because he's just a little mouse. And that's why you shouldn't kill mice, because they're super fucking smart.
Yeah.
Drive them 18 miles away. They won't come back. Unless your house is infested, then I get that. But if it's just one mouse, you know, like, just let them be. Like the mouse in my grandfather's house when I was staying there, he had a schedule. Every night around, I think it was like 11:30-ish, he'd come out, do his rounds on the counter. He'd follow the wall, down the counter, sniff around. I'd leave snacks out for him, obviously. And then he'd go to the end. And then he'd come back, go around, check the sink again, and then come back. And then he'd go behind between like a table and the counter and just slip down there. And then he'd make his rounds on the floor. And he'd go into the corner, check under there, and then he'd go into the living room. He had this whole routine. I learned his whole routine in like a month. And, yeah, you can see his little trails. And I didn't like see him run around in the living room, but you can see where he's been because you see his poops, and the poops are in the same fucking trail all the time. Smart little buggers. Smart little buggers.
Not smart enough to shit outside.
Actually, my rat used to take his poop and put it in a pile. He did that with all his
garbage. I'm
going
to touch my poop after I'm done with it.
Yeah, he used to, especially with his old food, the food that he didn't want, he'd pick it up and like kind of nudge it into his food bowl, and that would be his garbage, and then we'd have to take that out. He would have to take out his garbage and dump it because he used his food bowl, and then he'd get mad if there's too much garbage in his food bowl. Where was I? Indian frees pigeon accused of spying on China after 8 months in police custody. A pigeon.
Wow.
The bird was caught at Port Mumbai with messages written in a Chinese-like script on its wings. It was held under lock and key at a hospital while police carried out an investigation on a pigeon. Homeless are getting smart in California. Homeless found living in furnished caves in California highlight ongoing state crisis. Oh my God, this one. We talked about this one earlier. UC Irvine students hospitalized after hackers sent disgusting images to their Discord server. So pretty much someone sent images to these kids. This is the generation that's going to be taking care of us when we're older. Or at least, like, not the, but one of the generations. They were so traumatized that they were getting sick. They were puking, crying, and they needed medical help because they saw pictures that traumatized them. What those pictures were, I don't know. I'm guessing violence, I think I saw in the article. I don't really
care. It was penises.
It was probably just like dumb shit, like a picture of Trump or something. They cried so hard they got sent to the hospital.
You ever just like catch yourself with like your hand in like that weird position and like think of the episode of Always Sunny with the rapper and they think he's retarded, but he's not. Like, I just looked down and my hand was like this on my fucking leg and that was comfy. Like, look at that.
The fucking scene where he's watching TV and eating popcorn.
I'm not retarded.
So funny.
So fucking good.
He was so offended.
Freaked out. Immediately, like, became not retarded to freak out at her. It was so good. Like, so well played. Such a good payoff.
Scientists, this is the last one I'm going to do. Scientists extracted woolly rhino DNA.
Woolly rhinos.
Extracted
hairy rhino.
Woolly rhino DNA from hyena poop.
You may have...
That's remarkable.
It is remarkable, and you may have remembered a hairy rhino from the wild thornberries.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were rare back then, and I think they went extinct, and now...
Now they found their poop? They found
Well, they found,
their DNA
hyenas
and their poop.
Eating their poop? Which is... I don't get this.
I didn't read the article. We'll go over it next episode.
Yeah, next episode. It's weird.
But, so...
Florida man.
And,
it should have been the guy that blew up in the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's our Florida man. No, that's not right. We got to find a real Florida man.
No, that's our Florida man. Cut it, shit. Dump.
Florida man sues cheesy combo snacks for not having enough cheese. I really want to read this article, but it just comes up with Messenger, and to email them at info@messenger.com. So... That's our Florida man. Next week, we'll have a better Florida man. Big Fip.
SpongeBob was so out of pocket for this.
Well, that was episode 102. Check out our YouTube at Dylan. Now you have handles on YouTube.
Handles.
It's at Dylan Street Boys.
At subscribe. Dylan Street Boys.
Like that shit. We'll be posting things often. Until
more often than we used to. Oh!
Check out our website, swamptalkpodcast.com, for all DSB stuff. We got episodes. We got a merch store on there.
Whoa.
Cut it. Shit.